Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. French writer Jean-Baptiste Alphonse Karr wrote in French what has been translated in English as, "The more things change, the more they stay the same." Even the Bible records this thought through the book of Ecclesiastes. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, starting with verse 9. "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after." In a world where we are distracted by constant and never-ending technological advances, it's easy to lose sight of the character of people, what makes people people, and how God and Jesus Christ are distinct from that. When we think back in our life, many will think of their childhood as the good old days. "I had a great childhood, and I hope you did too. My childhood was great because of my parents, who not only took care of my sister and me, but who shielded us from what was bad in this world. It was only much later as an adult that I could fully appreciate what they did to positively impact my life." If looking around at the world today, and you see what is bad in this world, what is bad has existed. It just didn't spring up in the last few years. Maybe you are somebody who believes that what is bad has always existed, but now it is more intense. But even with this thought, what is bad has been around for a long time. What God shares with us through the prophet Jeremiah is that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. God shares that the natural state of people is to live within the realm of evil. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. We live in a world where we are conditioned to believe that the good old days were a simpler time where fewer bad things happened, and that somehow during the course of our life, bad things have proliferated. It's sort of like when people disagree with what government does, but continue to vote for the same people or political party to represent them. When God inspired Jeremiah to write, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked," the concept of the good old days is part of that deceit, when what was bad during that time is overlooked. What we will find out in our study of continuity and change is that God is constant, as the evil of people is constant, and that the change we want to be part of in our life is connected with God's will for us. Even with those who are God's people, among whom are called within the family of faith, is the need for change brought about by the physical limitations of human life. When Moses died, it became the responsibility of Joshua to lead the Israelites to the promised land. If God wanted, he could have had Moses live physically forever, but God didn't want that. God also didn't change Moses at that time in the twinkling of an eye to be like a guardian angel to protect and lead the Israelites. God allowed change to happen and the baton to be passed from one generation to the next. Though that change happened, God reminded Joshua to remain faithful to what Moses had instructed them. People can and will change. The truth of God remains constant. Joshua 1, verse 7. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. When God understood that Saul would not remain faithful in ruling over Israel, God rejected Saul and replaced him with David, and the Spirit of God came upon David from that day forward. People have free moral agency, and Saul chose the opinions of people over the teachings of God. When God rejected Saul, that did not end the nation of Israel, as God replaced Saul with a person who would become a man after his own heart. Who was the leader of Israel changed, but God's commitment to Israel remained. 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Samuel, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. And again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, The Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Saul sought to destroy the early church. Having faith in God and Jesus Christ, the early church may not have feared Saul, but would have been wary in his company and when in the company of people allied to Saul. Saul went out of his way to eradicate the early church, much like an oncologist will develop a treatment plan to take on cancer. With Saul, the person remained constant, and through an act of God, the person's character changed, and Saul found himself a devoted follower of Jesus Christ. God's commitment to the early church, much like God's commitment to Israel, even though there was a change in kings, was constant. Acts 9, verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in the vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. We know from the Bible that Jesus Christ does not change. The Jesus Christ who interceded with Saul is the same Jesus Christ in our lives today. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of the beast, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Jesus Christ is constant, never changing. In our relationship with Jesus Christ, like Saul, it will be us who changes, not Jesus Christ. Like Saul, who through the Holy Spirit was able to understand Jesus Christ differently than before, so will we. It is our spiritual growth and understanding that changes, not Jesus Christ. Similarly, God does not change and remains constant in righteousness. As we begin understanding the righteousness of God and seek not only the kingdom of God, but God's righteousness, we will change. And God's righteousness will remain constant. Malachi 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. In our lives, the change that is expected is to spiritually grow so that we move from the place where our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked to the place where we remove deceit and wickedness from our lives, becoming like Jesus Christ. And there is so much deceit and wickedness that is part of who people naturally are. Babies who are born in the innocence of the newness of life learn deceit and wickedness in the course of their lives until they get to the point in their life where they reflect on the good old days. And the cycle of life, deceit, and wickedness continues. It is through Jesus Christ we disrupt that cycle of life, deceit, and wickedness as we are spiritually renewed through Jesus Christ. Colossians 3, verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Jew nor Greek, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Paul instructed the Ephesians to be followers of God. Learning to follow is something that even children learn through games like Follow the Leader. And in that game, the followers imitate the actions of the leader. We must also imitate the righteousness that is God by seeking his righteousness as we reject what is bad in this world. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Through our life, as we are led by the Holy Spirit, we will change. And that change that we have cannot revert back to what we were before. Once we are led by the Holy Spirit, we must always be led by the Holy Spirit, remaining unchanged in the faith we have, knowing that the final change to await us will be when our physical bodies are changed into spirit. Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The need to remain constant in faith does not mean that other parts of our life will go without change. Our bodies will naturally age, and the situations of our life will change. While we remain constant in seeking the righteousness of God and having faith in Jesus Christ, because of our physical existence, we can expect change. Some will use circumstances of change as a basis to judge others, and we are warned against that and told to instead focus on self-evaluation. Luke 6, verse 37. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them, Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. In the situations we face in life, a strategy we can use to determine if change is needed is to evaluate the impact, physical and spiritual, in our life. If what is happening around us maintains or improves what is physical and spiritual in our life, probably no change is indicated. But if we see a decline or harm to what is physical or spiritual in our life, then change is probably being indicated. Ecclesiastes tells us that change is a normal part of life, that there is a time and place for everything. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Because God has called us, we can take comfort knowing that God will help us make the best decisions. In Psalm 32, we are told that God will teach us the way we should go. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Proverbs tells us that we are to trust God in everything and not be self-reliant, knowing that if we acknowledge God in what we do, God will help us with the choices we will have to make. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. In the various situations of life, we are not given a free pass, and instead shown that work is the basis of success. If we want to be successful, we have to put forth effort. If we want to be spiritually successful, we have to put forth the spiritual effort. Proverbs 12, verse 5. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. In life, success is not measured by what we say, but what we do. And similarly, if we wish to be spiritually successful, we must do the will of God the Father to partake of the fountain of life. Proverbs 14, verse 23. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. As we plan for our future on this side of eternity, we are probably planning for change. As we commit our works to God, we will be blessed by God as he directs our steps. Proverbs 16, verse 1. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's way please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Though we live on this side of eternity, we look to the other side of eternity and the kingdom of God. We know that when we rely on God, we will be safe. Proverbs 18, verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, and is an high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. We are reminded of the constant state of flux this world is in, and reminded to pay attention to our current situations in life. Whether we find ourselves in a good or bad present situation, we know that what is physical does not endure forever. When things are good, we protect what is good. And when things are not good, we seek opportunities to improve what is not good. Proverbs 27, verse 23. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds, for riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation. The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountain are gathered. And the lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And thou shalt have goat's milk enough for thy food, and for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance for thy maidens. For those who are rich, in fact for all who seek God's righteousness in the kingdom of God, now is the time to be laying up a good foundation so that we can have eternal life. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. When we move from having mortal life to eternal life, a major change will have occurred in our lives. Until that happens, we live in a world that is evil and desperately wicked, and while living in this world, we must seek God's righteousness and the kingdom of God. We must seek this change to have eternal life. How we live our life between now and then as we seek God's righteousness and the kingdom of God is up to each of us, as we all have free moral agency. We can take comfort in Paul's letter to the Philippians. He didn't tell them to focus on what was bad, or to solely focus on what could happen to us in the future through our understanding of prophecy. He didn't tell them to focus on the good old days either. He told them to focus on what is constant in our life, the righteousness of God and faith in Jesus Christ. Let's notice what he wrote in Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Things in this world do not change. Good and evil have been present since the Garden of Eden. What was evil is still evil, no matter what people may think. And what is good is still good, no matter what people may think. We are called to transcend the continuity that is in this world and be changed so that through the Holy Spirit we are aligned to the continuity that is the righteousness of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.